This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. It's a good day. I'd say so. It was a little concerning yesterday. We got a few things to address, and we will do that in time. But I'd like to offer you a chance to communicate with me as well, 412-928-9370. Have a conversation. Start the conversation. Join the conversation. Do whatever you want. It's early in the morning. We're all waking up. We're all getting ready for the day. And it feels like a good day. Pirates did another one of those shellackings. They put up 12 on the Brewers and won by 10. So we like to, you know, we like days like that when we can wake up and we can look at that score and we could say, yeah, I remember that. I watched that game. I'm a happy guy. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. We have some... we got some things to talk about here with regard to the Pirates. It was... It was starting to look like, I mean, it was tough. There was this article that came out talking about some anonymous member of the Pirates front office was not happy and apparently expressed that much of the front office was not happy with Bob Nutting saying that the Pirates are fully prepared and equipped to make acquisitions and felt it was misleading. And yesterday morning, before that story even came out, before I was even aware of it, you know, I was talking about it's time to face the reality and maybe think that the Pirates aren't good enough to make the playoffs this year. Maybe it's just not their year. I think we're all starting to face some reality of that with just where they are in the standings and where, you know, other teams are, and everybody's just so close, and the Pirates are just a little bit too far behind to really make a giant impact. They split a series with the Mets. They lost the series to the Cardinals. And they lost the series to the Braves. Their most recent series here. So now they're playing the Brewers. They went 12-2. A lot of inspiring stories out of that one. Josh Palacios, I like him. I like him being up in the majors. Edward Olivares was also sent down yesterday. The guy who was batting cleanup for a little while and wasn't really hitting the ball But he had a hit here and there. He wasn't getting extra base hits, I think, was the big storyline for him, because when you're the cleanup hitter, you usually want a guy with a little more power in there. Maybe he could have succeeded somewhere else. I don't know. Nick Gonzalez was put back into the cleanup spot yesterday, and he went 2-for-4, so drove in a run. That was nice to see. The offense was pretty much clicking all the way around. Swinski hit a home run. Bart with the grand slam that really created a gap in the score initially, and then the route was on. Riley Tellez, 2-for-4 with a home run. So the offense is the story of yesterday's game. And, I mean, they did something similar to when they blew out the Mets in the first game of that four-game series that Friday, so a little under a week ago. The Pirates scored all their runs in the last two innings of the game. In this case, the Pirates put up 6 in the sixth inning, so they scored a little bit later and kept piling on later on. They scored 1 in the seventh and 3 in the eighth. So it was a pretty solid offensive showing. And they did the thing. I mean, that's the formula that I talk about all the time. They should not score all their runs in one inning. And they didn't. They spread it out throughout the entire game. They got 2 in the third, gave up that lead pretty quickly. It was a 2-2 game until the sixth. And then they broke out, scored 6, much in part to the Joey Bart grand slam. And, then they just kept scoring from there. They kept putting it on. Why can't they do that every game? Well, that pace isn't realistic. I'll give them that. But why can't they do that? Like, why can't they put up a good chunk of runs at least 3 days out of the week? Score 4 or 5 runs at least 3 days out of a week. That's kind of what I'm looking at. 2 or 3 days maybe, score some of those big chunks of runs and really give your pitching staff the opportunity, give them a little leeway, give them a little leash. And allow them to work. And it's not always great playing in those high intense in games at this point in the season. And right now the Pirates don't have David Bednar. He's starting a rehab assignment soon. I think he already did maybe with AA, but he's not active is the bottom line. And I mean, who can you trust in Chapman or Holderman to get those saves? I mean, it's a tough situation to be in, but that's kind of what we're looking at right now. You don't want to be put in those situations right now where you're playing in too many close games. Because you just don't trust the bullpen right now. And again, I don't blame Chapman for that. I don't blame Holderman for that. I don't blame them for not being able to handle some of those situations. Chapman is aging. Perhaps he can't handle the high-intensity situations that they're in. Holderman, maybe you can trust Holderman. I don't know. He hasn't been put in too many save situations, though. So, it is what it is. But the offense should put the Pirates in better position more often than not to win games and not keep it close or not barely score at all, like we've seen. And the Pirates are up, though. This has become a bit of a trend now. And that's back-to-back games where they scored 8 or more runs. It's just odd. It's getting better. It's definitely better than it was before. It feels like this Pirates offense is better than it was before. They splurged for 5 to beat the Cardinals in that series when they played on at the beginning of the month. It was July 3rd. They won 5-4. They also scored 4 in the first game of the series, so not bad. They erupted in the first game against the Mets and won 14-2. So they scored 14 runs. Then they put up back-to-back 2s, then scored 8 and won 8-2 in the final game of that series, and now scored 12 against the Brewers. So there's a little bit more of an eruption now in these games. We're seeing more of a pattern when these guys are on. And if they do end up making the playoffs, which, again, I'm not too faithful in right now, if they do, Riley Tellez is going to be a heck of a story going in there. Him batting third was an interesting choice yesterday. Palacios batted leadoff. McCutchen got the day off. And not a bad lineup to put out there. Palacios leadoff, Reynolds second, Tellez third, and Nick Gonzalez fourth. I mean, that's not a bad one at all. Key Brian Hayes even started in this one as the number 5 hitter. He got a hit, hitting 5 at bats. So not a bad showing. A pretty solid showing by the offense. Pretty inspiring there. And then Josh Fleming, the opener. Quinn Priester. That was an interesting dynamic as well. And he's part of this story as well. Struck out 8 over 6 innings. Didn't start. Fleming started as the opener. Pitched a shutout. Pitched a shutout. I mean, that's misleading. I'm sorry. But he didn't give up any runs in the inning he pitched. He walked 3. But Priester, the big story, carrying the team through 6 innings in that game. Big storyline there. And then Dennis Santana pitched the final 2, but by that point it was pretty much all said and done. The way the Pirates are scoring, so he just mopped up the outs that were left. And Priester, one earned run, 8 strikeouts over 6. Pretty solid. So there's a lot of good that you take from this game, and I mean, that makes me question, too. I mean, did Priester figure it out when he was sent down there for a little bit? Started getting some work in? Does he just not like being on the mound for the starting portion of the game, but you bring him in the middle and he's fine? I mean, that's a strategy that if it works, it works. This is very interesting. Very interesting. Colin Ray of the Brewers, he gave up 7 earned runs, so in his start, it was not great. And then the bullpen gave up their fair share later on. Little runs here and there scored. I want every game, and this is not realistic to think this, but I want every game to feel like these games, that first game against the Mets. In that series, this first game against the Brewers in this series, like I wanted every game to feel like that. It's exciting when they score. I mean, that's obvious. I just wish that they would do it on a more consistent basis, and I don't know exactly what the disconnect is. But part of me still wants to believe, that little corner of my heart still wants to believe that this team is good enough to produce runs at a rate where they can make the playoffs and be a team that goes in there and shakes things up. I miss Bucktober. The 20 years of losing before is too long. It's too long. Not saying that'll happen again, and that's actually the clock restarted in 2018 because they did finish over 500. But I like exciting baseball. That's my point here. And I know you all like exciting baseball as well. The consensus is pretty clear. When the Pirates are on, they're exciting to watch. When the Pirates are on, they're in high demand. It's games like yesterday where they put it all together. They got Palacios back up here now, and he's been pretty solid. Homer here, hits there. Quinn Priester's coming out of nowhere, pitching down, striking out 8. McCutchen still gets on base when he's in the lineup. Rowdy Tellez is on. Brian Reynolds is continuing his June and July. He's been pretty solid. Paul Skeens is on the team. I mean, there's so much good coming from this team, and it's just it's frustrating when they don't win because you've seen what they are capable of. They've just got to do it consistently. And maybe that series against the Mets was inspiring because they did score a healthy chunk of runs in 2 of those 4 games. Just the other 2 games, they capped out at 2. And Chapman did blow the save in one of those games, so that's something to factor in too. But give me more of these games like yesterday. Give me more of these exciting games. It feels like they're capable, and that's why a little part of me thinks that maybe they can figure something out. And they can pull it together as constructed. But otherwise, I mean, if they just keep falling to the median like they have been all season, it's gonna be a long second half, and it's gonna be another year of no playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tell me what you think. 412-928-9370. Let's have a discussion. I got a couple callers on the line now, and I'll take them right now. Sure. Why not? We'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning, Harry. It's Dan from Imperial. How you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you again. What's up?
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. So I just have a question. So, and I mean, I guess I could follow up after you answer. Do other teams switch their lineups as much as the Pirates do? And what I mean by that is like, so for instance, I'm hearing different names like every day, you know, and I understand it's based off of statistics, but do other teams switch their lineups like the Pirates do?
Yeah, from what I've seen, I think so. There are a lot of teams that do a scramble. Now, they're not doing well either, a lot of those teams that do. Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, a lot of teams definitely do that these days.
Okay. And the reason I asked that, I'm sorry to cut you off there.
No,
the reason I asked that is because, like you just said, you know, I feel like consistency, you know, like, yes, maybe one guy won't perform as good, you know, one night, but then might come back the next night and do better than the night before or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like if they would just be consistent with their lineup and put them in the same spots every night, maybe they would, like, kind of find their niche. You know, I just feel like they're doing too much.
Yeah, Dan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, that's a fair observation. I will say this, though. Baseball is a weird sport. And I think some of these teams that have these high analytics that try to get out in front of, you know, ahead of everybody else with doing doing weird things or doing more statistical-based things, I think they try to do that because – I mean, baseball is weird. And a team like the Yankees, it had a pretty consistent lineup, you know, throughout the year before these last couple months. I mean, the Yankees have lost 16 in the last 20. And I use them as the bar because they were the first to 50 wins, and now they're not even leading their own division. And their lineup's been pretty consistent when they were winning, and all of a sudden, you know, some injuries happen here and some, you know, and some players stop performing there, and all of a sudden they look really bad right now. So, I mean, it's an art. I like consistency, and I'll be honest with you. I think that they've been consistent too as of late with how their lineup's been constructed. So, I mean, it's interesting. When they were scrambling McCutchen from like fourth to seventh in the order, that's when I was really getting upset. They've been batting him leadoff consistently when he's been in the lineup, and I like that. And they've been trying to find the right middle of the orders. Yeah, I guess they've been scrambling a bit, Dan. So, yeah, maybe you're onto something there. Yeah, I like to see consistency too, but also I don't think that consistency after like looking at other teams and kind of seeing those other teams, I don't think that consistency necessarily breeds success. Now, not many teams do it anymore. I mean, a lot of the lower-end teams here try to scramble the lineup to figure out who's the best to play. So, I mean, I guess it just depends. Baseball is such an inconsistent science as well, and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of statistics to try to break it down into a science, but really, I mean, it's such a wild sport and anything can happen. I mean, you got a team like the Pirates that's hanging around the median in the National League, you know, mixing things up and trying to find the right players and the right formulas, and then you got a team like the Yankees that tried to stay consistent with the players that they had, and they went from, you know, being the first to 50 wins to now not even leading in their division. So, I mean, baseball's a weird sport, so I don't necessarily know if consistency would automatically help them. I just think that I just thought earlier on that it would have. So that's a good question, though. Keeps you get you thinking a little bit here on this Wednesday morning. All right, got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Harry, good morning. It's JC from Katanning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, I mean, just to add to the previous caller, I think if you have a good team, consistency, they have that lineup every day. You look at the last series of the Mets, that lineup didn't change all four games. But with why I actually called, if you look at this season in a microcosm, they blew six or seven games early. The bullpen did earlier in the year. And the hitting definitely has been sporadic. But even last night, you're taking Joey Bart, Sawinski, Triolo, Taylor. I mean, at the bottom of that lineup sometimes is like four automatic outs. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that they've given – this staff has not given them a chance to win, to be successful. I mean, it started in the offseason going cheap. Naturally, we knew that. But now you have a pitching staff – that is probably top five in the MLB. And you said, yeah, last night you'll have a night where you explode or Friday night like that. All year it's been one, two runs. There's so much pressure on his staff. I do not understand why they would not go out and at least try to upgrade some kind of depth of positions in his organization. It's the same old song and dance, Harry, every year. Now you have a quality staff that if you'd somehow get in a playoff series, you're going to put Keller, Jones, Skeens out there in a three-game series or a five-game series. I like my chances.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, I totally get it. I think that closer to the deadline, there may be more action here from the Pirates. Maybe they're waiting. I don't know what to think in that regard. I agree with you. They should add something. But Dorn and I talked about this yesterday on the morning show, Maine, and we talked about even like what are you going to get? Even if you acquire somebody, is there anybody good enough this season that you really think is going to tip the scale, lean the balance, make your offense that much better? And even if your offense gets a little better, you know, the way the National League is so competitive this year, are you going to be able to play well enough with an offensive acquisition, giving up prospects that you have? Are you going to be good enough to make up ground in the wild card race? The division doesn't seem capable of winning this season. The Brewers are doing really well. It's not impossible, but it's not likely either. So, I mean, that's kind of my perspective on it. Dorn and I were talking about it, and we both agree. What are they even going to get? Is what they're going to give up worth what they're going to get? Is it going to make them that much better that they're going to win that many more games that they're going to make the playoffs? That's just what you got to ask yourself. And I'm leaning toward no these days, and I'm sad to say that, but I'm leaning toward no. One more caller before I take a break, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
This is TJ.
All right, TJ, what's up?
Nothing. You know, I've been saying this for a while, and even when everyone was putting the team down, I said, you know, these guys can hit. They're all pro baseball players. They can hit. I've seen them hit. I've been a fan of Connor Joe since he played with the Rockies. I've been a fan of Rowdy Tellez since the Brewers. I mean, they're all great hitters. P. Brian Hayes can hit. He's shown that, and he's proved that. Obviously, Brian Reynolds. There's a great lineup. It's just I think that it's hitting when it counts and hitting when it matters. And I think that's the name of the game now. With offense being as low as it is in baseball, it's important, I think, to hit when it matters. Hit with runners in scoring position. You know, the frustrating part is, yeah, they can all hit. But, like, you know, if I had a nickel for every time it's like strike out, chase one in the dirt, pop up in foul territory, then a base hit on to first, and there's already two outs, and it's like strike out again. It's like, you know, you get your leadoff man on, you play a little small ball, and you can score. But I don't see that happening. But I know they can all hit. I've seen it. And I just think it's about hitting when it matters and hitting when it counts.
Yeah, thanks for the call, TJ. I appreciate it. Yeah, points well taken. Hitting when it matters. Yeah, I got no notes on that. That makes total sense. Yeah, they got to hit when it matters. They got to hit when guys are on, and they got to produce those runs when the opportunity's there. But that just also makes me kind of, I mean, I hesitate sometimes too, because I watch them play and they don't do that sometimes. And it just gets really annoying and really frustrating. And I get really sad. And that's what makes me think that they're not capable, because they can't do that consistently yet. Whether the players aren't good enough or whether the players just haven't developed enough yet you know, some of their young guys. I still consider Swinski a relatively young guy, though he's technically a veteran now. All those guys that they've got to put it together and figure it out. That's just what it seems like right now. We're hoping that they figure it out, and I don't know how much faith I have in them figuring it out down the stretch here. But well, you know, we'll see. I don't know. But you're not wrong, TJ. You're not wrong. Points well taken. I'm losing faith that they're going to figure it out this season well enough to get back into the race. But there's still a whole half. There's still a whole half of the year to play. Okay. Let me give you some fan weather real quick. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions are at sunchevy.com. Today it's going to be hot, high of 89, low of 70. Now thunderstorms in the forecast, 55% chance throughout the area, and high winds throughout the mid to late afternoon. Tomorrow, high of 83, low of 65, partly cloudy skies expected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app